Hey, this is Mark Stowers with Safe Day Trading. And hey, Happy New Year. I look forward to 2016, and I'm going to try to be a little bit more consistent on my podcast. Instead of twice a week, I'm going to try and do it three or four times. Lots of information out there we need to start sharing. And today is the 4th of January. And it just so happens that this morning, Chinese markets fell dramatically, and the Dow dropped down to about 400 points down. Now, the interesting thing about that, and this is off the subject of what I was going to talk about, but you need to understand it anyway. One of the things that you need to do as a trader is you need to get on early as you get ready to start trading and start looking at what happened for the day or the morning. So the stock exchange in China was shut down for a little bit. I mean, a major drop in points for just about everybody. The problem is that it dropped overnight and then kind of stabilized when the market opened back up. And so if you really look at it, that 300 or 400 point drop, most of that took effect during the evening or the morning. So you have to be aware of that. And then you try and plan out what you're going to do. So if an event like that happens, you know, and it's early in the morning, so I think it was 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, that it just kind of nosedive, you can expect the market to probably kind of be stabilized and probably not drop as much as it did during that evening, and but probably drop or rise depending upon what the situation is. So, you know, to do that, what I look at is I look at a 1 or 2 minute two minute chart. And what I'll do is I'll look at the individual 2 minute chart. I will not have a side by side with a 1 minute and a 2 minute, but I will have the 2 minute chart, and I will go back in time, preferably to the last day of trading. Unfortunately for us, that was, 3 or 4 days ago. And so I want to look at what's going on. I'm going to look at the Chinese market. I'm going to look at the DAX and the English market as well, and just kind of see what's going on. Maybe take a quick look at the Euro US dollar, see if it's gone up or down. Gold, oil, you know, really just kind of a scope out, and maybe take maybe 5-10 minutes to do this. But once you've done this, you've got a very good idea of what's going on with the marketplace and possibly some good ideas about direction. So what I've done is I've gone through, I took a look at what's happening in the marketplace in terms of charts. So the next thing I would probably do is go back. Well, the next thing I would do, and I do, is I'll go into the marketplace. I usually go into Yahoo Finance, and just kind of sniff around and see what kind of major stories are out there, maybe into Bloomberg as well, and just, again, see what kind of major stories are out there. You know, markets falling, crashing, oil's better, worse, whatever the case may be. But I'm going to do a little bit of homework. And you know, maybe a total of maybe 10, 15 minutes that you're going to spend on this, but I think it's well worth it because you've got an idea where the market's going. Especially if it's taken a substantial dive before the U.S. market opens up, you can probably expect that that dive is not going to continue at the same rate as the dive that happened in the evening. The other thing you'll look at, too, is you want to look at the reciprocal portion of that. So, you know, the Dow went down 400 or 500 points, I think, when I was looking at it in the morning. Gold was up 11 or 12 bucks. And so, you know, you've got to take a look there too and see what's going on. And just see what's the, you know, what's the direction? What's the marketplace thinking about doing? You know, this is a very rare situation where, you know, the Dow or the Chinese market opens up and the Dow drops 400 or 500 points. I think overall the Chinese market drops 7%. And that's usually a very, it just doesn't happen a lot. And so you've got to be prepared for it and expect it. It's almost like playing an earnings report. So if you can do that, get ready for it, and then start looking, you know, what stocks are going to go down. Typically, You know, if the Dow is going down 400 or 500 points, something like Apple is going to go down too. The problem again is a lot of that down movement happened before the opening of the bell, and unfortunately, you can't enjoy that and be profitable. Get profitable off it. So anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. It's an incident that happens. The other thing I want to talk to you and mention as well is that January is going to be a very volatile month. Well, I was going to tell you that already, and it's already started out to be volatile. Heads up on that. Take a look at the VIX, see where that's going, and see if its volatility is starting to climb there too. Anyway, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org. Talk to you later. Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis. All kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.